We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
97.1, The Ticket. We should find out maybe as early as today, definitely by the end of the week, you would assume, whether the Red Wings are going to go in a different direction with head coach Jeff Blashill or offer him a new contract. He's been with the team for 6 years. He's the only coach currently in Detroit to have won a playoff game in Detroit.
That was his first year?
His first year, they were 1-4 in the playoffs. His overall record, not including the postseason, a robust 172, 221, and 62. But to be completely fair, the roster has been garbage. Mm-hmm. Ken Holland left him a lot of garbage, and it's taking a long time to clean up the mess, and that's what Steve Yzerman's job is. So I'm not sure if Scotty Bowman in his prime was the head coach of this team. They would make the playoffs to be that much better. They probably would be better, but how much, I don't know. So it's tough to sit there and say, well, they need to fire Jeff Blashill. Here's the reason that I think, well, I think they're going to keep him and offer him like a 2-year deal.
Yeah.
But I would make a change, and here is why. And it's simple, and I look, once again, it's not all his fault, all right? And it's two words, John. It's power play. Last year it stunk, too, I believe.
Yeah.
But this year they had the 30th power play in the league out of 31 teams, scoring 11.4% of the time. They're the worst offense in the league. Now, look, they had injuries. I granted Bertuzzi got hurt early. Larkin got hurt late. But Larkin really was not that much of a scoring threat when he got hurt this time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give him this. His favorite phrase, compete level, was much better this year. Defensively, they were much better. They were, you know, more efficient in the defensive zone. But their goaltenders, you know, for the most part, Bernier and Greiss, especially Greiss lately, in the last part of the season, and Bernier early, really bailed them out. I mean, their record, if it wasn't for the goaltending, would have been much worse, which would have been better for Brett in the long run, but that's another story. And here's the other thing. I just think it's time, because a lot of these guys, don't forget, he coached them, some of them, I'm not exactly sure how many, in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
When he was the head coach there, when they won a championship and reached the conference finals 1 year in Grand Rapids. I just think it's time for a new voice.
Do you think it's time now, or is it time in a year?
Look, if they decide to keep him, it's not one of these, oh, my God, how are they doing this?
Right.
I understand both sides. But I know Steve Yzerman is very patient. I don't think he works out of fear. But hypothetically, let's say he does, you know, long for Gerard Gallant or Lane Lambert or anybody else out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting there, well, if I wait and next year goes how it probably is expected to go with improvement, but we're not going to probably make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I decide to make a change after 7 years, the guy I want's not there.
The guy he wants now might not be there. The guy he wants then
may not be there.
May not be there, but may be there.
Well, you have guys who are available right now that,
yes,
by the, like I mentioned, Gallant.
Yeah.
And Lambert is a system with the Islanders, I believe, Lane Lambert. And I don't know. I just think it's time. And maybe it's just the fan in me. And obviously, it's nothing personal because Jeff Blashill's a great guy. It's just, they're so blah.
They are definitely that. But when you look at just the improvement this year, I mean, in what was it they had last year? 71 games, and they only had 39 points this year in 56 games. They ended up with 48. And you could see whether it was Zadina, Rasmussen, Roenick, you know, you could see improvement in some of those guys. And obviously, acquiring a younger player in Jacob Vrana now you can start to see some of it coming together. And next year, Mo Sider gets in there.
Well, like I said, they bring him back. I'm not going to go crazy. I just, it's one of those, to me, it's like a 55-45. I think they should make a change. Is it completely necessary? No. But I completely would understand either side. If death not an option, I think you make a change.
See, I would be on the other side. And I guess I'm more, unless it's really obvious to me, I'm not going to fire a coach or move on. And it really just depends on, and at, we're talking about with the Lions, we're talking about it with, A.J. Hinch, but more of Alavia. Like, what's the plan? Mm-hmm. Do you see a plan? Can you feel a plan? And I think with Steve Yzerman, you can see that plan, and what he decides to do with Blashill will again
fit the plan.
It'll give you a little bit more clarity on what his plan is. And I guess my question is for our listeners too, and for you. You've seen 2 years now of Steve Yzerman, mm-hmm. and you're starting to understand his plan. If he keeps Blashill, do you approve of the plan? And are you on board? Or if he keeps them, do you start to raise that? Do questions start to be raised of, I don't know if I'm in for this plan. I'm all in for the Yzerman plan.
I'm in for the plan. The coach, to me, believe it or not, I don't think it makes that much of a difference, because it's all about the talent.
He's also developed a lot of great talent. I mean, hold on. Let me go back. He's developing some good talent.
Yeah, like Rasmussen has gotten better. Some of these guys have gotten better.
And Larkin. He's done it without Bertuzzi. Manta is gone.
I know.
Fabri.
Well, part of the reason may be him, too.
Yes, and maybe he does need to be gone.
I don't think he needs to, but if you're asking me, I think this is the time.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you're going to have another season of young players on this team, because Sider will probably be on the team, and you would assume Valeno will be with the team most of the season, if not all of it, hopefully.
So if it is going to be young, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Is the improvement that you've seen in some of the young talent on the team enough for you to say, I'm willing to sacrifice – not necessarily wins, but I'm willing to accept that Blashill can develop this young talent.
I need a little
for another year.
He just doesn't have
I need another year of evidence of that.
He doesn't have the resume that he's been here 6 years.
Right, okay? It's enough.
Very likable guy, but come on. At some point, 172 wins and 455 games.
Yeah.
Who else keeps their job doing that?
Well, we've already seen two guys get the axe. Who was it?
Tortorella's gone.
Yes, and there was
one. No, I don't want him.
What you have to ask yourself, only Steve Yzerman knows this, or maybe a select few people in front office, because the players, they don't realize it. They just see it as normal. Do you want the way the tone is set in the locker room to continue the way it is with new young talent coming into it? Like, do you want Mort Sider to come in and see, okay, this is the way it is here with Blashill, or there's an unknown? Like, he comes in and none of the players know how it is.
Yeah, I think you need a new voice. That's what I tried to articulate. I didn't do it well.
I don't think there was ever a game, or there was never a time where especially the young talent quit.
Seven-1 clunkers this year.
Yes. Yeah, but there weren't that many. I mean, it's a long season, and
they were much less competitive last year.
Yes,
than they were this year. 100%. There's no doubt about it.
By far the worst team in NHL last year.
They bought into the defense, but I'm sorry, if they're keeping him, I'm doing it myself. If I'm Yzerman, getting somebody who knows how to coach a power play, it's a joke. It is a joke.
Yeah, what was it? There were, 28 or 30 power plays where they went without a goal?
30th. They finished the league 30th place. There's 31 teams.
Mm-hmm.
In fairness to Blashill, in terms of Yzerman's tenure here, he hasn't coached a full season.
True.
The 2 years that Yzerman's been here were both shortened because of COVID.
And that's another variable that you throw in there. Now, I know other teams, obviously every other team in the NHL has had to deal with COVID. But this is a young team. He's developed young talent. He hasn't had a lot of talent.
Last year's record probably would have been percentagely worse if they the season continued. This year it might have been better because they would have been in a different division too.
Right.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The Wings season is over. Next, Jeff Blashill's future. Ticket text 248-539-9797. Hey, Captain, please fire Blashill. Fire Blashill. That's from Charles and Grand Blanc. I understand the need for the better power play, but the reason it was so bad is that defense was a priority, and that's what led to better overall record, goal differential, etc. We don't have the talent to play lockdown defense and still create quality chances on offense. The poor power play and offense was a byproduct of the emphasis on better defense, which, by the way, feels very Yzerman-esque. That's from Bud in Ann Arbor. I would disagree with that because I think that, you know, maybe your 5-on-5 would be, you know, affected by how much of a defensive, you know, approach you're taking in practice and things like that. But power play practice, from what I've been told over the years, you break it up in segments and, all right, today we're working on the power play for this amount of time.
Yeah.
And it's just maddening. Maddening how bad it is.
Yes, when you have the advantage and you can't take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maddening is one way to put it.
Stoney and John, it's time for Blashill to go. No one got better, and he doesn't play the kids. It's like they don't want the kids to get any confidence. I think that's more years ago. I think he played enough of the kids now.
Yeah.
That's also an organizational decision as well. How many people are in Grand Rapids, et cetera. Look, do we really need all these the older guys back, all of them next year? No. Please. I mean, and they were, you know, Bobby Ryan, they thought would be able to flip at the deadline. He got hurt. You know, Glenn Denning, great guy in the room. Okay. He's great on faceoffs. Keep one of them. Gagne, same thing. You don't need all Filppula. I don't want to see Filppula again.
No.
To be quite honest with you. I mean, no, we don't look need at the, that.
Look at the guys you want to bring back. It's Bernier. It's, you know, in goal, it's going to be, you know, Verona, he's not under contract, but he's restricted for 2 more years.
Yeah.
The older guys, there's nobody you look at and you say,
keep one of them maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. It would be completely unfair to make Blashill pay his dues with a crappy team and then let him go just as they're starting to come around. He deserves better than that. I don't think they're really as close to coming around as you think. They're maybe a year or two away, first of all. It's 6 years.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't get why. He hasn't had a winning record in 6 years. Who in Detroit has ever kept their job as a coach with that?
No, in any sport.
No.
That's the thing. Now, if you're trying to be fair to them, like I said, shortened seasons because of COVID. Came in at the end when they were still trying to win and make the playoffs. They made the playoffs the first year under them. And then they had to go through the Holland transition to Yzerman. But, again, it's 6 years.
Yeah.
Losing seasons.
Can't understand why anyone would be accepting this low bar. First time I've ever agreed with Stoney. Look, I just think they need a new voice. I don't think he's been horrible considering who he's had to put on that ice because that product has been horrible. Most of it is not his fault.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it, if you're going to fault anybody, is sitting in Edmonton with Connor McDavid, and that's Ken Holland.
Yes.
That's whose fault it is if you're going to sit around and assess blame. And in hockey and like baseball, it takes time. You draft these kids at, you know, 18, 19 years old, and some of them, most of them, it takes 3 to 4 years minimum.
Exactly. Okay, so, but it is time
for
Chris Ilitch to start spending on both these teams.
Yes.
He is. I sense a very, like, people were cool with this for a little bit. I sense a growing frustration and just, like, you're going to have apathy set in.
Well, that's why I said that they're blah. And just, look, if they hire Gerard Gallant or whoever they hire, all of a sudden you're not going to have, like, a new marketing campaign or anything like that where people are going to be all excited we got this coach. No, but they're just nothing. There's nothing there to excite the fan
because
base.
Because they don't spend any money on anybody.
Well, there's the cap that they have.
Neither team has a star.
That's my next. That's why, yeah. You know, people are worried about – I was on Channel 2 with Caputo last night. He goes, I don't know if you want to sign Verano to a long-term contract. I said, you sign him to like a Mantha deal. He's a dynamic player. Is he a really good defensive player? No. But you need a star. And he's as close to a star as you have on the team.
Yes, and he's young.
Yes.
So you can see him getting better. You could see him paying off for, I mean, if you give him the four-year deal that you gave Mantha, you'd be like, oh, all right, you know, we can live with that for 4 years.
Takes you to your 29 and 30, and then, you know, whatever. Or if he's not working out, you try to flip him for assets. But, I think we're kind of sick of Eisenman have to be the flip guy. I mean, you got a lot of draft choices this year, and you have a lot of hockey players eligible for the draft who have not been scouted properly because of COVID. The whole Ontario Hockey League was shut down. So, you know, the draft is just going to be a crapshoot. The other thing about Blashill is stuff that we will never understand, or I shouldn't say we will never know, what goes on in that locker room, practice, games. Do the players like him? Do they want him back? You know, not that they should determine everything,
but
in exit interviews, Stevie has to have a feeling, you know he will, about what the team would look like and sound like if he's there or if he's not there.
Has there been any indication from any of what the players have said that he's lost the locker room?
No. You know, the only person that we kind of think had some problems with was Mantha.
Right.
Because he would bench him.
Let me try to I think this might be the clearest point on why you would replace Blashill. Iserman is in through 2 years. Do you think he could go six seasons of losing and get year seven?
Who, Iserman?
Yeah.
With Chris Illich, maybe.
But it's this is a renowned GM and a legend in this town, and it's going to take a lot to get for the Illich family to ever fire him.
Right. Look, the bar.
So do you see what I'm saying? No. But why the hell would you keep a guy who's never done a damn thing here, other than do something good in Grand Rapids?
Because of the fact that the belief is it's not his fault. That's the real.
But look, what are we in general in this town?
I agree. Look, I was one of those. Remember, you know, after a time, all right, it's time for Scotty to go, or you know, whatever. I mean, you'd love Scotty's worst season right now.
Yes.
I'm just getting frustrated in general in this city, and I guess we can stretch this out to the pro team or the college teams. It's the same thing with Harbaugh. I mean, why are all these people getting this much opportunity to turn things around? Like it used to be a four year revolving door. You know, if you didn't win, you're done. Where's the accountability?
You look around our coaching, you know, atmosphere here.
Mm-hmm.
The pro teams, obviously, Hinches is year one, okay? Campbell hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
Patricia got, what, 2.5 years?
Yes.
Okay? So not too much patience on him. Most people thought it should only been 2 years.
Yes.
But, you know, that said, Dwayne Casey, this is, I believe, year three or four. I'm not, you know.
Three, I think.
Yeah. So he made the playoffs when they shouldn't have their first year.
Yes.
With Blake Griffin.
Yes, and they're – they're rebuilding.
Yes, exactly.
And admit it.
Yes, and he's got a much better track record than Jeff Blashill. He was NBA Coach of the Year, but he never got to the conference finals. And you mentioned Jim Harbaugh, Gov. I think Harbaugh's a different animal, because Harbaugh took over a horrible situation, built it up to, forgetting about the officiating, but they were very close to winning the Big Ten East and finally getting the Indy. They didn't. And then they were, and then they got blown out by, when they gave up 62. And now that program is on a decline.
Okay? He's had 6 years, right?
Yeah, he just finished six.
6 years. And, started,
if I would have told you in the first 6 years, again, this is the totality thing. No Big Ten championship.
No division championship.
No New Year's Six win.
Yes.
Would that have been tolerable?
No.
I mean, Brady Hoke won a BCS game.
Right. Look, you don't have to convince me. I thought he should have been going after this year, too.
Not quite sure if it was a horrible situation, because he did best with the talent that he inherited.
So here's the other thing, too. And I think we talked about it a little bit when the Lions were looking for a GM, and everybody said, oh, Chris Spielman. Well, when you hire a legend in that town, and Chris Spielman is a legend in Detroit, if you would have hired him and things don't work out, then you have to find a way to fire that legend. That's the issue that you're working with now with Steve Yzerman. Not that he's anywhere near that, but the example that Gov brought up, in 6 years, if he's had the record that, you know, Blashill has had, would we be asking for him to be fired? The Red Wings would then have to make that hard decision of firing a legend in the organization and in the city, and that's what Michigan is dealing with now.
Well, if his draft choices don't pan out to become, you know, NHL players, yeah, then he would be fired.
Right, but that's the hard decision that you make is, one, right, hiring that legend, but also knowing that at some point, because we know the business, if it doesn't work out, you're going to have to fire that legend.
Well, yeah, but it's I think it's Harbaugh. Granted, Yzerman's only been here 2 years. I can't imagine there ever being, now, Dumars is an example where people did get upset at a legend, okay?
Yeah.
And Trammell to a certain extent, but he didn't really have much talent there either. But with Harbaugh, the reason this is different than Yzerman, I think, is because it's been 6 years. Number one, number two, it's just the way things are handled. His, you know, his personality, and it's enough. Six years is enough. And your Gov's right. It used to be. I mean, I remember people saying, you know, why do you want to keep Rich Rod for a fourth year? Because, you know, they went from 3 to 5 to 7, whatever. Okay?
Right, they were on the rise.
They were on the rise. Offensively, they were definitely on the rise, okay? He didn't believe on the other side of the ball.
The thing is with both Blashill and Harbaugh is that there's nothing to see, like, okay, next year it's going to change. There isn't.
Right, for Michigan football?
Yeah, I think the one thing for Michigan, at least in terms of, okay, maybe 7-5 or better's on the table just simply because of COVID. Because it's the same thing with a few other programs. I don't think Penn State's as bad as they were this year. I think there were circumstances that, you know, caused it to maybe be worse than it really is. But I still think a, you know, 3-touchdown loss is happening to Ohio State again.
Oh, yeah.
I have no reason to think otherwise. None.
There is. There's no proof. Let's go to Ed and Lapeer. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Ed?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
You know, I'm listening to this conversation. I'm like, I've got to call. I've just got to call because I'm getting to that point where I'm like, I am fed up like governor, you know. Like, what the hell is going on with this team? What is going on with Detroit sports teams in general? We're under a rebuild. We can't find a coach. When we find a coach, we always expect them to be the savior of our teams. Whether they're loyal or they're old-time favorites, it's got to go. That time and thinking has long sailed that ship. It's time to start realizing that we start to hire people that want to be here, people that want to play here, not the ones that we think could make a difference in this team, not a guy that will turn this team around, a guy that believes in this team, a guy that believes, like, when I hear John Jansen talking, excuse me, John, but I hear you talk like you have the passion behind you. You have that feeling behind you that, you know, We live and we bleed like you bleeded blue when you played for Michigan. We need that.
But like with Blashill, I think he should be fired. But you, because of his personality, he's not, you know, rah rah scream. Then you would feel differently.
No, I'm just saying Blashill. I agree with you. He's got to go. He has not proved himself. But I'm saying, like in the past, as all Detroit teams, as we've seen in the last 5 years, we all know what these rebuilds do. It brings us up, it brings us down, but all us fans agree that we want change, but we want the ones that want to be here, not just for the name, because the name will not carry you into.
Who doesn't want to be here, though? I don't understand your point about who wants to be here.
Well, I think I do. No. And, Ed, so I want to know, how behind Dan Campbell are you? Because he's that fiery guy. He's the guy that, you know, you believe he wants to be here. He speaks with passion. You could tell he loves the game of football. How behind him are you?
I can't give you that answer correctly, John, because I think that at this point, all we are is going hindsight based on what we've seen in press conferences at this point. We haven't put a product on the field. We've seen a lot of transition already with the Detroit Lions. I'm just saying, for the most part, they are going in the right direction of how I, as a fan, would want it to go, where they're wanting people that want to play here, people that have something to prove, something that gives us hope. Right now, Detroit sports teams do not have hope. They have the hope that maybe that coach will turn this team around, or that one player that we signed will turn this team around. It takes a group effort. There's no I in team.
Well, look, I understand what he's trying to say, but I want guys who want to be here. I mean, I think anybody wants to be here. I don't buy that at all. I mean, as far as the teams around here, I mean, look, the rebuilds start not with the coaches. It starts with the general manager. Okay, and look, we think that the Lions are doing it the right way based on very limited evidence of one draft and a trade.
Right, okay? We have no evidence.
I'm talking about behind the scenes as far as the way you're building. The Tigers, Avila's got to go too because they have not developed positional players. Mm-hmm. They had a lot of time to do it, even before Avila, Dombrowski as well. The Wings, they had a great run. They started to rebuild a little too late for most people, but that was a, you know, ownership decision. It bit them in the butt, and now they're paying the price. How long do you want to keep up with this? And the Pistons, you know, they were firing coaches every 2 or 3 years, whether it was Lawrence Frank, John Kuster, Michael Curry, whatever.
Always hitting the reset button.
Yeah, so now they hired a guy that, pretty honest, okay, this is going to take some time, but this is the way we're going to do it, and you got to love what you're seeing so far.
Well, and you like the combination that you hear and see from Dwayne Casey and Troy Weaver.
Yes.
I mean, it's a good combination that you feel like, all right, you know, for and just like last night's example, right? They sit the guys that they need to sit so that they don't win, but they get great production. What, 73 out of the 96 points mm-hmm. came from 4 rookies.
Yeah.
And you see some development.
The thing is, the NBA, you know, ultimately the Pistons are going to need to get a very high pick or get lucky and get, you know, a Donovan Mitchell type later in the draft, or it's not going to flip.
Correct, because they're still going to be – they're not a playoff team next year, even if they win the lottery.
The NFL is the quickest and easiest way to win fast if you do it the right way. It requires luck and skill as well, but there's not as long of a timeline. Hockey and baseball, it's a 4 to 5 year process, and so you have to – the pipeline is warm for both teams right now. Okay, so they're coming out. You eventually have got to go and spend and take a couple risks. You got to, it's the pudge thing. You got to go get your pudge. And maybe it doesn't work, but you have to try. You can't, I heard Caputo say this a couple weeks ago. If you try to do it with prospects only, you are walking a tightrope.
Oh, because half of them don't pan out.
Well, you just don't have the time.
Well, and it feels like, when you say the pipeline is warm, like it feels like it could be warm for the Wings. I'm not sure it's that warm for the Tigers.
Oh, it is the Tigers. I think with because part of that is Mize, Scoobal, Manning, Torkelson, and Green. 3 of them better hit.
Yeah.
I don't know which ones, but 3 of them better work out. Well, their pipeline, I think, is warmer than the Wings. The Wings is coming, and Yzerman deserves minimum 3 more years.
Yes, exactly. Okay, but for a coach to be here 6 years and have one playoff win, no, it's time.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.